oignons, les oignons, tout le bon marché. C'est l'ici, c'est l'ici. Ma grand-mère connaît les deux. Les oignons, les oignons, tout le bon marché. C'est l'ici, c'est l'ici. Ma grand-mère connaît les deux. Pour coucher,
oui, madame.
Pour pas monter,
non, madame.
Belle cala toujours, belle cala toujours. Belle cala, belle cala toujours. Belle cala toujours, belle cala toujours. Belle cala, belle cala toujours.
latest by George Cables. This is my song from Too Close for Comfort that came out in April, and it's number two at Jazz Week's playlist, which tabulates the jazz stations around the country, many of them. And before that, we heard George Cables. We heard Lush Life with All the Parts, too. It's pretty. I wasn't listening for the coda. That's probably there, too. In Good Company from 2015. And on both these, he's held on to the rhythm section of Essied on bass and Victor Lewis on drums. Before that, from the Tricentennial Rag of 2018 by Dr. Michael White, we heard Instigator's Lament with the Liberty Band, with Gregory Stafford on trumpet, Steve Pistorius all piano on this record, and Detroit Brooks banjo, Siva Vinit on banjo too, on trumpet, Leon Kidd, Chocolate Brown. And we opened it up with classic that goes back. We just spanned from this week, the latest this week, to beginning of time, Les Oignons, Baby Dodds Trio, but I always thought it was led by Albert Nicholas, who's on clarinet and lead vocals there, from Jazz a la Creole. James P. Johnson on piano, Danny Barker on guitar, and that great vocal, just got to hear it once in a while, you know. Pops Foster on bass, and of course Baby Dodds on drums. Pops Foster, Baby Dodds, what a winning combination. Next up, we're going to hear the Jeremy Levy Jazz Orchestra, The Planets Reimagined, and a real popular track off of this is Mars, The Bringer of War. Gustav Holst, composer, Jeremy Levin, arranger and conductor, Andy Morton on trombones. And this is four trumpets, four trombones, two tenor sax, two altos, one Dublin on soprano, Barry, bass clarinet, bass, drums, guitar, and piano. This is Passport to Modern Jazz, KRVS. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Passport to Modern Jazz here at KRVS Lafayette and Lake Charles. And that was Rudy Royston's band Flatbed Buggy, and we heard a title track from, or we heard Flatbed Buggy. John Ellis on bass clarinet and the sax is on here. Gary Versace on accordion, Hank Roberts cello, Joe Martin on bass. And before that, we heard the theme, Roy Brooks and Woody Shaw, Understanding, a live session that was from 1970 in Baltimore, the famous famous ballroom in Baltimore. And the project came about as a desire by Reel to Reel Recordings to make a positive contribution to Black Lives Matter. Understanding is celebration of the talent, courage, and spirit of black musicians who created a timeless and universal art with recognition that the injustices of 50 years ago are still with us. And this is the first time I ever heard of this album. This is the theme, Miles Davis composition, but man, Woody Shaw just blows on this thing, man. He's blowing us on trumpet. And Roy Brooks is the drummer, Carlos Garnett, tenor, Harold Mayburn, piano, Cecil McBee on double bass. Before that, Mars, the Bringer of War, and that was featuring Andy Martin on trombone. Jeremy Levy, of course, arranger and conductor. And we're going to continue with Rudy Royston, who's interesting because he turns up on so many albums that I play. He's on so many sessions. He's just really great. And here's one by Dave Douglas from Time Travel, Bridge to Nowhere, where bassist Linda O is there, John Irabagan, Matt Mitchell, and of course, Rudy Royston on drums. And this is Passport to Modern Jazz. Did I say only on KRVS? That's right, that's public radio for Lake Charles and Lafayette, and we just have a lot of great shows. You can't get bored here, that's for sure. So I hate to split this setup. I don't know how I ran into it. Scott LaFaro sat here, and Scott LaFaro died when he was 25 years old, and he was an incredible bass player. Just incredible. They have jazz musicians loving bass players. Once you hear him, it's incredible. The amount of technique and just... But his ears, he completely changed bass, and he only had a 7-year recording history. He had 3 instruments before: bass, piano, clarinet, tenor saxophone, and changed his string bass to meet Ithaca College requirements of probably classical music and stuff, where you have to read that and work that bow. He died 2 weeks after the Bill Evans Vanguard dates with Bill Evans at 25 years of age. Scott LaFaro had little time constraints, playing over time, a jazz upright revolution. And it's really incredible. And you can listen, just keep listening to him. And he just stands for everything that is modern about jazz, just completely changing things and breaking all the rules, and a revolution. And Christian McBride said, Scotty's playing was the Bible for bass players. Jimmy Blanton, the Old Testament, Scotty the New. So there you have it, you know. And we're going to just listen. We're going to start real early, though. This is the arrival of Victor Feldman from 56 with Stan Levy, I think, on drums. And we're going to hear Bebop. Charlie Parker played that tune, too. And I hope not to break this setup too much. I'll do what I have to do. To get through it, because I've got a lot of tunes. Certainly won't get to the end of the hour. Passport to Modern Jazz, only on KRBS. So we have a few more tunes that we're going to do with Scotty on them, but I don't want to break up Scott LaFaro. We'll start him at the next set. But he didn't drink, he didn't smoke, he didn't do anything. He just played bass. You know, he died at 25. One thing about him, though, he really didn't like fast cars, and he didn't like touring with Bill Evans, if you can believe it. But you can guess why people that knew him would know. So a lot of this is coming from 2009 Jade Visions by Scott LaFaro's sister, Helene LaFaro Fernandez. And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz, and we're getting into a little Scott LaFaro. I don't know where he came up, but I saw him, and it wasn't that far away. And, you know, you got to jump on it right now, right? All right. See you after the hour break.
Get your weekend started off right with Bonjour Louisiane with me, Mandy Miguez, every Friday morning from 5 to 7. I'll be playing all kinds of Louisiana music, so grab a good cup of coffee and listen in live or online at krvs.org.
Jandek isn't for everyone, but he isn't trying to be. Time for Jandek, late night Mondays, early morning Tuesdays, 1 a.m. here on KRVS 88.7 FM, krvs.org.
This is Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News correspondent in Paris, bringing France home to Louisiana listeners on NPR's All Things Considered. Parlez-vous français? KRVS brings you news, music, and Louisiana culture en français every day. Écoutez All Things Considered weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on listener-supported KRVS Radio Acadie.
KRVS is located on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more at krvs.org. Follow us on Facebook, KRVS Public Media.
Hit the honky-tonk hardwood floor with me, Steve Craig, on Jukes, Cantinas, and Ballrooms, Saturdays at 4 p.m.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
So we're going to do this next.